Item number two is the application for rezoning for 450 Provencher Boulevard under file DAZ 228 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will be heard at the same time, namely item three, which is an application for variance at the same premises affected under file DAV 179053/2011D. The applicant is Veronica Hicks.
Veronica, welcome. Here's some people behind you. Do you want to introduce them now? Yeah.
Veronica Hicks, I'm with Stevenson Advisors. Address is 200-260 St. Mary Avenue.
Okay.
And I'm here this evening with a number of people who have been involved in the project. Dan Lussier, the CEO of the Catholic Health Corporation. Ian Hughes, the CEO of Marymount. Gilbert Villefort, the CEO of La Vie Laurent. And Terry Donnelly from LM Architectural Group. The proposed development is going to facilitate the relocation and redevelopment of two nonprofit organizations that CHCM supports, Centre La Vie Laurent and Marymount's YASU Youth Addiction Stabilization Program. Bringing these two programs together under one roof is going to be able to enable CHCM to most efficiently use their resources and fulfill their commitment to support important community programs. So the package that I've provided you with includes a site plan and a context plan of the area. The property is located on a major thoroughfare towards the east end of Provencher between Rue Nadeau and Rue La Flèche. There's a rear lane behind the building, and there's a bus stop located directly in front of the building. This block and the block to the east are both currently zoned M1, which is no longer in context with the neighborhood. The properties on the north side of Provencher are zoned C2, which is the same request being made here today. The proposed uses would be allowed as of right on any of those properties on the north side of Provencher today. So as mentioned, the two uses are Centre La Vie Laurent and Marymount's Youth Addictions Program. La Vie Laurent opened in 2005 and provides clothing and household goods to those in need, low-income families, recent immigrants, students. They offer their goods free of charge, and they receive all of their products through donations from community members. They're proposed to occupy the westerly building, which is about 8,200 square feet. And it will give them about twice as much space as they currently have at their location. La Vie Laurent is open to the public Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and donations are accepted until 3:30 p.m. The public entrance is going to be located on the north side of the building, directly from the sidewalk adjacent to Provencher. There are parking spaces on the west side of the building and an area for drop-offs. Vehicles can exit directly back to Provencher from Nadeau with no need to travel into the residential neighborhood. The second program, the YASU program, is proposed to occupy the easterly building. The Youth Addiction Stabilization Unit is one of Marymount's 25 programs to assist families and youth. It's funded by the province of Manitoba and provides assistance to families from all over the city and throughout Manitoba. It's a short-term residential facility with bedrooms, kitchen facilities, staff facilities, and meeting space. Their current lease is expiring, and they're looking for better and improved facility location. There are 10 beds for children ages 12 to 17, and the longest stay is between 7 and 10 days. The children coming to the facility are mostly girls. They're from all over the city, as I mentioned, and their issues are generally with alcohol or marijuana. The majority are placed by their parents, who are struggling to find a proactive solution for their family. This time gives both the parents and the children an opportunity to evaluate their next steps and move forward in their lives. While they're staying in the program, the children are not able to come and go from the facility. They're brought to the program either by their parents or by a peace officer, and upon completion, they're picked up by their parents or guardian. On average, it's expected that there'll be about 5 or 6 children entering the program in a week, and they're generally brought to the program in the afternoon or early evening. At maximum, there are about 8 staff in the program at any one time, and the facility is staffed 24/7. There's a parking area on the east side of the building, and the entrance to the YASU program would be via that entrance. In terms of communicating with the neighborhood, CHCM's been very proactive and transparent on this proposal. On January 9th, they met with the Old St. Boniface Residents Association to explain the proposed project and answer any questions, And the following day, on January 10th, there were over 100 communication pieces that were delivered throughout the neighborhood. There's a map provided in your package that identifies the broad notification area. There's also a copy of the three-page package that was dropped off for residents that included a cover letter from CHCM, a frequently asked questions page, and an invitation to an open house event. All of the materials were provided in both French and English. On January 11th and January 13th, two reps from the project went door-to-door in the residential area to the south to ask people if they'd received their package, see if they had any more questions, and make sure that they were aware of the open house event coming up. So we didn't have a lot of opportunity to speak to people, but we did manage to connect with some residents and remind them of the open house. There was also a broad email distribution that was sent out to stakeholders, and there's a list included in your package as well. The open house was held on January 18th at the Belgian Club in the immediate area. The event ran from 4 to 6 p.m. and was attended by close to 60 people. Exit surveys were provided, and the vast majority were supportive of the project. There were several people hosting the event, including reps from CHCM, Flavie Laurent, and Marymount, and the event was also hosted in cooperation with the Old St. Boniface Residents Association. Representatives were able to speak with attendees and provide more detailed information on the program. Five surveys were returned that indicated general support but with some questions or concerns, and those related to the general safety in the area and to traffic patterns. So in terms of safety, just to reiterate, the YASU program is professionally monitored and funded by the province. Participants are brought to the program by their parents and registered into the program and are not allowed to leave during the duration of their stay. At the completion of the program, they're picked up by their parents or guardian and taken back home or to a longer-term treatment facility. In terms of traffic, the location of the site was a key determining factor in choosing the building. It's on a major thoroughfare within an area that's generally commercial in nature and also includes some industrial zoned lands. It's on the periphery of the surrounding residential neighborhood and has easy access via transit. And the impact of the proposed use is much less than many of the alternatives under either the current or the proposed zoning. Since there are two side streets and a rear lane adjacent to the property, there's no need for vehicles to enter into the residential area. There's parking on site, and there is the ability to exit the parking and travel back to Provencher. Since the open house, I haven't received any follow-up phone calls. My number was provided on the open house materials and also the packages that were delivered door-to-door. So I believe that provides a good overview of the application. We believe that this is in the right location. It's going to be an improvement to the property in terms of the potential uses that could go on an M1 site. It's an investment into the eastern part of Provencher. It's a proactive approach to healthy communities so that today's challenges don't become larger challenges tomorrow. And it's a continuation of the community service of the Grey Nuns in St. Boniface. So we do have a positive planner's report, and we're pleased with that, and we'd be happy to answer any specific questions, and I can direct them to the most appropriate person.
Any questions? I just need clarification on the length of stay. Five of the 10 beds are for 7 days, and the other five are for longer periods, 2 weeks?
Yeah, there's a shorter term and an option to stay longer, and perhaps Ian wants to speak to that.
Sure. If you just clarify that.
Yeah. Currently, we only the program that's offered right now is 5 beds. It's under the Youth Drug Stabilization Act, which mandates a maximum stay of 7 days. If we get the expanded space, that would allow us to have a voluntary program. And really, we would extend that to maybe 10 days, only because sometimes 7 days isn't quite enough. But under the current legislation, we don't have a choice, and the kids have to leave at 7 days. There is one part of the program, the IPDA program, is for a maximum of 24 hours. And so that's the shortest term.
So is that 10 days on top of the 7 they've already been there, or just?
No. No. What it would do is it would allow us, if we had a young person who came in under the mandatory act and was in agreement and needing 2 or 3 more days, sometimes they just need extended length of stay, or their treatment is going to be ready 3 days from now, it would be that kind of stuff. We have no plans to extend it beyond.
And it's a locked facility?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm fine. Let's see if there's any other questions that come up although I don't think anyone is in opposition. So if you could just stand down for a few minutes and I'll go through the list. I have quite a list here and I believe it's all in support. So you don't have to come down and make a speech, although you're welcome to if you want. You could just register your support. So I'll go through the list. Raymond Simard. Support. Walter Kleinschmidt. Tom Scott. Gilbert Vieillefort. Lise Hamelin. Support. Daniel Lucier. Réal Rioux. Denise Dupuis. Lucille Damfous. Christian Benamou. Ida Saint-Vincent, Juliette Thévenot, in support, Thérèse Vachon, Paula Monihan, support, Kristen Butler, Annalise Serzu. Support. Florence McCadden. Lynette Coop. Terry Donnelly. Support. Ian Hughes. Robert Lafreniere. Laura Goosen. George Boimier. René Savoie, Rémi Gosselin, Norm Gousseau, Jim Kulik. Jim Kulik for information. Jim?
Wasn't he here on the last application for information?
I don't know.
That was one of the names I think we called on the last application.
I can't remember. Is there anybody else who hasn't signed a sheet that would like to register? I wish they were all this easy.
With all this opposition, Dan, I don't know how you're going to deal with this.
So you've read the planner's report?
Yes.
On both the rezoning and the variance?
Yes. We're happy with
it. You're happy with it? There's
yes.
No concerns or clarifications?
Could I just ask a question? The variance speaks to the M1 zoning.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's just there if the zoning isn't done?
It's,
or is it still require a variance under the C2 zoning?
Do you want me?
Yeah, maybe just before we finish with this.
It's simply to allow the use to establish for the neighborhood rehabilitation home use. That aspect isn't permitted. The
in which zoning?
Under the M1 zone. So this would allow them to establish a use in advance of council approval.
Okay.
The variance isn't necessary.
Okay, I understand it now.
Good. Okay, Brian, you're fine?
I'm fine.
We're fine. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. Now we're going to move some motions.
Chair,
sure.
Mr.
If you can take the chair.
Maybe just before you move motions down, I just want to say it's good to see this community come out in support of this. A lot of times you'll see quite a bit of resistance to projects like this in communities. And, you know, we need to all stop and think when things like this come forward that these are really valuable resources in our communities. I think the planners have done a good job, and I think the Catholic Health Corporation has done an amazing job with Marymount and putting this package together and done a good job of informing the community. You know, you can't imagine what it would be like to be a parent, you know, looking at your teenage child, understanding that, you know, you're looking at the challenges of addiction, and there's nowhere to go. From my years in community service, this was a big void. Be able to have these types of resources are extremely valuable.
I agree. I will move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
The receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
That the